This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, you have us for 2 hours today, and I just want to tell you how much we appreciate your trust. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show across the country. We are now broadcasting on over 116 radio stations. And with that said, as a matter of fact, we're doing live radio right now. I just want to welcome a brand new affiliate from, you ready for this one? Sheboygan. Not making fun of Sheboygan itself, but the name's a little awkward, but we'll accept it anyways, okay? We wanted to accept our friends from WCHY FM 97.7 FM in Sheboygan, Michigan. You are the number 116th affiliate in the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries throughout the world. So we again appreciate your trust, and thank you again for making us the number one and number two show throughout the week. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We're going to be talking about Romans 13 during the duration of the first and second hour. And with that said, before we get to it, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to hit a couple things before we actually got onto topic here. Just did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, warned of the party spirit. For those that didn't know. For those that are caught up into the Democrat versus Republicans game. Because it's a political language devised to divide the American people. I remember George Orwell said political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. And no matter how many times I share with the people that there is no such thing as a Democratic or a Republican Party or a 101 different party affiliations in the United States of America, they want to continuously play as the pawn on the game board of those that mean to control them, and it's exactly what they continuously do. Article 4, Section 4 says, we are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by party, not by opinion. And I also warn friends that we are going to sooner or later have a Muslim party in the United States of America if you don't awake to this. And guess what? We just recently received, friends, about a month and a half ago, they actually contrived and created a Muslim caucus in the United States of America. So, America, you're asking for trouble because you refused the instruction. Read Proverbs 1, the very end of the chapter, I believe, starting in verse 21 when you get a moment. I want you to listen carefully. George Washington said in his 1796 farewell address that political parties are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to assert for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. It's exactly what's happening today. He went on to argue the alternate domination of one faction over another, the left over the right or the right over the left, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, said the first president of the United States of America, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has been perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism, absolute power. But this leads at length to form a formal permanent despotism. The disorders and misery, said George Washington, which result from gradually incline the minds of the men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual, and sooner or later the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purpose of his own elevation on the ruins of what? Public liberty. What's happening today? What Washington called the spirit of party was, he argued, inseparable from our nature, having its roots in the strongest passion of the human mind, namely the tribal passion to separate the world into we versus they, into rival and competing groups. This spirit can then easily become a desire to see our side win, regardless of whether our side is better than the other side, and regardless of the issues at stake or the facts of the matter. And it also pulls you away from the very spirit of God, friends. There's supposed to be one rule of law in the United States of America. And again, we are not based off of political party association or affiliation. Furthermore, a letter to Jonathan Jackson, the 2nd of October, 1780, military time. The Works of John Adams, Volume 9, page 511, said, "There is nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." What are we being told all day, friends? Concerning the actors and the clowns in the circus of politics. What happens all day long, friends? As a matter of fact, I just heard this week the President of the United States talking about our purified democracy. Did you hear what I said? Our purified democracy. Mr. President, when did we become a democracy? We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, right? Remember, James Madison, the fourth president of the father of our Constitution, said, "Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security of personal rights or property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths." Boy, oh boy, we've been warned, haven't we? As a matter of fact, this was all this warning came from the very mouth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, when he said, "If a house divided be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." And yet the American people have taken on this political language which runs counter to the U.S. Constitution. Jesus said it in Mark 3:25. Isn't it interesting, friends, that if Satan be divided against himself, he cannot stand? Isn't it interesting those that are creating this divide and conquer? Isn't it interesting how the left and the right are always acting out as if they're divided? Yet every time they push some unconstitutional policy down the throats of the American people, isn't it interesting how we lose and they win? Isn't it interesting how united they really are, America, as they continuously, through the CIA-controlled media, divide and conquer the American people? We see it all day long. And why is this happening? Because this current administration, as well as the preceding current administration's friends, refuse to enforce the law against crimes that divide the American people. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to Romans 13, chapter 13, and we're going to put it into perspective for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out live on YouTube right now if you'd like to. We're testing the waters over there on Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach, my friend. Thank you for your trust, as well as on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's slowly, incrementally growing over there, friends. And we're just, again, testing the waters to see how people respond to it. Sonsoflibertymedia.com or Before It's News, check out the live web. We love a live chat. We love the interaction. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, we're going to be talking about Romans chapter 13, okay? And we need to put this into perspective. And after I go through this exposition, I want you to understand that that's all we had to do is go to preceding verses to understand how it was to be put into perspective, scripturally, in context, not out of context. Friends, it seems that every time someone such as myself attempts to awaken our Christian brothers and or sisters to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear the retort that this is what we always hear. What about Romans chapter 13? Well, if you studied Romans chapter 13, I wouldn't have to be giving this exposition for the third time in the last 5 years, right? See, we're told that we Christians must submit to government, any government. Okay, you know, it's funny because I'm looking at a picture right now. It's a picture of Michael Bloomberg, you know, the anti-gunner from New York. And I'm looking at Barack Hussein Obama, you know, the anti-gunner. And pictures of the Clintons walking down the street with armed security detail to no end, just like that of Obama's. And I'm looking at a picture of even the Pope himself, friends, with a shield over him and armed security detail, gun after gun after gun, guarding these people from the people that they're supposed to serve. Okay? And you're told to believe from the pulpits in America today that you're to submit to them when they're trying to disarm you. See, the problem is these people that work for us in government work for us. We don't work for them. Okay? It's absolutely amazing the stupidity involved here concerning what's happening and what's coming from the hirelings in the pulpit today. Read John 10:12 when you get a moment. Okay, because what they're doing is opening the doors to the wolves that are, in fact, attempting to devour the sheep. But when we go back to what about Romans chapter 13, we again are told by these ignorant people that we must submit to government, any government. Read your Bible and leave me alone, or, again, words to that effect. Well, no doubt some who use this argument are just, well, they're lazy, they're apathetic, they don't take the time to know what they're actually attempting to validate or reaffirm. They're only repeating what they've heard from their church overseers and other false religious leaders who haven't taken the time to know what the Word of God says and means. And on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some of these use this argument, again, are just plain lazy, apathetic, and they're just indifferent or froward on purpose. Because they don't want to know the difference, right? And Romans 13 is their escape from responsibility. And by the way, I suspect that this is a much larger group, by the way, the latter, not the former. Nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere, but obviously misinformed, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. And folks, I got to tell you, I love this topic. I really do. One quote from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 from the King James Authorized Version. I want you to listen carefully, okay? This is what Scripture says. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. Wait a second. So who established the higher powers? God did. The powers that be are ordained of God, as he says. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now listen carefully. For rulers are not a terror to good works, the way that you're seeing today, but to the evil. Okay, and we're seeing just the opposite. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now, when you take that into the light of the Constitution and what our forefathers established, we know that there's three purposes of government in the United States of America. What is it? Well, government is to make reference to God's moral law in condemning the wicked and to justifying the righteous. That's found in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. It's their other job, friends, part two of this, concerning government and its duties before we, the people, that they are entrusted to serve. They are to maintain order. They are not to create disorder. And going back to the first point, friends, it's not their job to condemn the righteous, friends, and to justify the wicked the way that you're seeing it happen today. The third purpose is to restrain men from transgressing God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. This is a fact. What are we seeing? We're seeing them advocate. We're seeing them educate through their tutelage, friends, their examples, exhibiting lawlessness and transgressing the very Constitution that they themselves are up to hold. And what we're seeing again, friends, is the pulpits across America that are actually advocating that you succumb to corruption rather than to lawfully overthrow it. How unlike what Abraham Lincoln said, we're not to overthrow the Constitution. We're to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. That is a biblical understanding of law and order before a just and a holy God. Now, let me ask you this. Do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose corruption or any other political representative really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything that they want without opposition? You've got to be sadly mistaken and out of your mind, America. Now, I doubt whether they truly believe that, but that's what they advocate for. For example, what if our president decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of, well, prima nocta, That's law of first night. That was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. You could see this in the true story of Braveheart. William Wallace, who was a real man from Scotland in the 1600s, okay? Would our sincere Christian brothers sheepishly say, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government. Oh, and by the way, now that I'm speaking of that, friends, are you seeing government's representatives being busted for child trafficking right now? Yep, did I tell you that's exactly who's responsible for what's going on? When you see crime fall to the bottom, you can rest assured it started at the top. And the reason that you know it came from the top is because they're doing nothing to stop it. And how many times have government throughout history been busted for actually creating the problem and then coming behind it and playing the problem solvers when history teaches us they were the ones creating the problem in the first place, friends? And this only happens in a country like this is because the American people allow it. That's it. Nothing more and nothing less. Okay? So, prima nocta, is that okay? What would these Christians of the day say? Romans chapter 13 says that we must submit to government. You can go ahead and sleep with my fiance before I get married to her. Is that okay? Now, some might say that that's way out there, but if that's what you're saying within yourself, you need to understand that you know little of history. Because it has happened, friends, and it still is happening in many countries today. So, what we need to understand is there's limits to our authority, okay? There's limits to authority regardless of who they are, whatever capacity it may be. A father has authority in his home, but does this give him power to abuse his wife and children? Absolutely not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power to control the private lives of employees? Absolutely not. A church overseer has authority in the church, but does this give him power to tell his subordinates in his church or his ministers in the church how to run their businesses? Of course, outside of his scope of authority? No. All human authority is limited in nature. Because no man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Because lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of who? Jesus Christ and Him alone. Amen. He is the head of all principality and powers, right? And we're submitted to Him in that fashion, in that form. But by the same token, a civil magistrate, one that derives his just powers from the consent of we the governed in civil government, has authority, but his authority is limited and defined as well. So when you observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose, listen carefully, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for what? For good. For he is the minister of God for good, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, upon him that breaketh and transgresseth the law. Okay? We're going to come right back again. Folks, it's going to get better. I love what we're going to. Romans 13, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States foreign products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, folks. We are, by the anointing of the Most High God, Isaiah 10:27, breaking the yoke of bondage and opening the eyes of those that have been blinded far too long concerning what's going on in this country. I just shared with you yesterday that George Barna recently did a survey concerning the topics, abortion, homosexuality, sodomy, illegals coming into America that are not here to assimilate, the list that goes on, friends, concerning corruption in the church and corruption in the government. George Barna basically surveyed them and asked them the question, why is it that you're not preaching out against these sins? And they said, number one is church attendance, and number two is their offering. So they bowed down to the golden calf, friends, to their own demise. They should maybe look up that little story, you know, of history that teaches us that's a big no-no. Just ask Aaron, the brother of Moses. Going back to Romans chapter 13, we're told that we're supposed to submit to government. I haven't read yet where we're supposed to submit to corrupt government. I haven't seen in Scripture where the Bible tells us or where the Lord tells us that we're to submit to unjust commands of tyrants. I can't find that. Matter of fact, I'm just reading right now in Exodus 8:20 where the Lord told Moses, the meekest man alive, power under control. He was told in Exodus 8:20 to go confront Pharaoh. And I didn't see Moses asking Pharaoh for permission to obey God. I seen Pharaoh having to succumb to the judgments of God because he refused to listen to what Moses had conveyed to him through the word of the Lord. When you go to Exodus 8, chapter 20, it says this, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me.
And what happened when his heart was hardened? Every time that he refused to let the children of Israel go, another judgment fell upon who? Pharaoh and his people and his stock and his rivers, folks. I mean, the whole shebang. The Bible tells us it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Okay? So if government is not going to operate in the function and in the duties that have been entrusted to them by the people, the Word of God tells us, as do those that truly are in government capacity today in a positive fashion and in a lawful fashion, they're waiting for the American people to stand up and throw off corruption as well. But again, what are we told in the American church today? Well, we're supposed to submit to government, any government, all government. Baloney, hogwash. It's not scriptural in any sense of the word, friends, in any sense of the word. We were just talking about limited authority. And we were talking about authority at home, limited. We're talking about magistrates, that ministers of God, ordained of God is what they are, people. If you know anything about the history of America, we have been operating on ecclesiastical law when we were in Williamsburg, in Jamestown, in Yorktown, folks, in Virginia. It's interesting how those reenactments, actors and teachers and historians taught us that throughout the colonies, we were all ruled by ecclesiastical law. Friends, canon law, God's moral law. Hey, folks, like it or not, I don't care if you're an atheist, a God-hater, whatever the case is, you're falling back into the old rut of it matters not, because God's law is always perpetual in the Spirit. It's always at work doing the right, okay? And the fact of the matter is either you're going to submit to His law, which drives you to the foot of the cross, the law detects, grace conquers, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. But you have to first turn from your sin. 2 Corinthians 7:14. Read the whole of it. Read Matthew 3:2. Read Luke 24:47. Read Mark 1:15, friends. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Okay, your sin is before God, not before man. Just so you know, that's secondary to the things of God. We were just talking about how civil magistrates have authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. Okay, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Now we're seeing just the exact opposite in America today. According to the church that advocates corruption and that you succumb to corruption in this country, friends, is basically telling you, for example, we have some friends over in Washington, D.C., that actually went into Planned Parenthood and filmed them committing crimes against humanity, okay? Dissecting babies, even selling, palpulating, friends, baby hearts, okay? Selling them, human harvesting, okay? What did our government do? Did they come in and actually deal with the corruption of the murderous organization called Planned Parenthood? No, they didn't. They went to use the law against the law through totalitarian means, and they zeroed in on the guy that actually exposed the crime. Read Romans 3:20. That's his purpose. By the way, that's the government's purpose, but because government's in cahoots with the blood money, friends, they don't want to be exposed neither. Okay, just ask Cain. Nothing new under the sun, friends. Nothing new under the sun. They're using the law against the law. Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama threw Fast and Furious? Do you remember when this went down? Where they were selling high-powered weapons to Mexican drug lords, over 300 of them. Him and the criminal attorney Eric Holder were busted committing the act. Over 300 Mexicans were actually shot down, gunned down by the guns that were given unto them by Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, along with Eric Holder. But what did Barack Hussein Obama, the sodomite, the foreign plant, what did he do? He went over to the Mexican people and he blamed the American people for the crimes that he had committed. Okay, and Eric Holder committed through Fast and Furious. Do you see how they're using the law against the law? Folks, let me just reiterate the point. The CIA-controlled media, along with corrupt politicians, are creating this domestic insurrection in America today. This administration can accuse anybody that he wants to of crimes. You know, now this administration is saying, you know what, we need Mr. Schiff to resign. We need Crooked Hillary to explain her lies and her crimes against we the people. This coming from the commander-in-chief. Someone needs to tell this president that he's the commander-in-chief. And again, where is that Department of Justice that he can do whatever he wants to do with, friends? This is what and who is responsible for domestic insurrection today. They're the ones creating the divide and conquer, and the American people are bowing down and they're succumbing to this because they hear from the pulpits in America that you're supposed to submit to Romans 13. But I want to tell you something, Americans. I want to tell you something. You have the same Bible as that hireling does. You have no excuse. You have no excuse. You should know the word, so when you're being lied to, you know the difference. You let politicians operate so far out of their scope of authority, friends, to the point where they've committed treason, and you're still praising the same people. And I'm not just talking about this administration. I'm talking about administration after administration after administration. It's really, truly shameful conduct. Inaction to the American people to sit down and tolerate this. President Theodore Roosevelt said, no man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Exactly right. And when you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it states, we the people of the United States, I just read it this morning, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the very first thing in establishing a more perfect union is to establish justice. And justice is what has been left off concerning administration after administration after administration. This current administration, friends, does nothing but slam corrupt politicians. Nothing but slam corrupt politicians. There's no enforcement of the DOJ concerning their crimes. Zero. There's no draining of the swamp, friends. Zero. There's just name-calling going on. And the people are pacified by this, somehow or another. Asking corrupt representatives to resign. Folks, when a corrupt politician is found out, again, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. Now, that's like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask the criminal to resign. And what does this do? It only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. Okay? And this is completely unjust and backwards. And again, read Isaiah 59, in particular, verse 14. I mean, this is just craziness. Again, Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there's nothing they can do until his tenure is up. Let me give you another metaphor, okay? That is like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before incarcerating him. Do you know how stupid that looks, America? I don't want you looking stupid. I don't want you acting daft in front of those that are laughing at you. But this is what they want you to believe. And yet when you peruse the Constitution of the United States of America, it teaches us just the exact opposite. We spent so much time on that. But again, let's go back to civil government. Civil government is not to be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people. But you're seeing this happen all day long. God never gave it that authority, and any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. That's right. And by the way, just to prove the point, this is where you begin to see, like, let's go to Hillary Clinton and Billy Bob Clinton for a moment. I just said that, and any government that oversteps that a divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. Once you see American citizenry and American citizenry stand up and begin to call out the Clintons for their crimes, if they're too close, it's interesting how those people just mysteriously die off. And everybody knows who has the smoking gun. But they want you to pretend along with them as if to suggest you don't know who's responsible for the death of, what, how many hundreds of people around the Clinton administration as well? But, you know, speaking of the Clintons, we're still told by the current administration she has to answer for her lies, and Crooked Hillary has to answer for all of her crimes, but yet he has failed to bring forth the law unto judgment, which establishes and perfects our union. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just kind of go off of our live chat right now, live on YouTube. It's interesting to note how people, they don't agree with Scripture. They agree with succumbing to corruption. It's amazing how so many people are so sheepish and careless that they refuse to stand up and fight for their own kids, for their own country, for their neighbors. You know, the Bible tells us in the last days, the love of many will wax cold because of what? The workers of iniquity. See, they don't understand that we're to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. How do we justify turning the other cheek and walking the other direction concerning what it is that our forefathers established? Again, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Look at their sacrifice in giving us, through their sacrifice, the freedoms that we have today, 2 Corinthians 3:17, and how so many love their country so much that they're just willing to allow someone else to sacrifice for it. You're the cowards and you're the worst of men. You need to read Revelations 21 verse 8 because the Lord damns the very first in line, the fearful. And the fear of man brings about a snare, and again, you're not even good enough for the devil. That's really what people are in this country, just to let things go in such a fashion. How many people sicken me to the core? Again, they love their country so much, they're there to praise those that they succumb to. They praise those that are trying to disarm them. They praise those that are taxing them unjustifiably. They're praising those that are murdering innocent babies in the womb. They're praising those that are reinventing marriage
friends. They're praising those that are bringing them further into bondage. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, because that's exactly where many of you were going. Back into ships, all the way back to Egypt, all the way back to bondage, because you refuse to stand up and obey the Lord that you declare that you love. How many times I hear it over and over and over again? Oh, I love the Lord, man. Yeah, I love him. I just love him. Oh, Bradley, come on. Can we talk later? I'm watching something on television right now. Oh, yeah, Bradley, I love him. I got some tickets for the next football game. We'll talk about that later. Oh, I love the Lord, man. No, I'm not going to be able to go to church this week. In America, I don't rightly blame you for what we see out there. We get people all the time asking us, where are we supposed to go to church? Well, do it right at home, because when you look at the book of Acts, that's exactly where they were having church, at home, period. You know, you love the Lord so much that you praise him to your own damnation. You know, don't forget about the man that was at the tombs in Scripture as well. He had legions. He was filled with devils. Notice he praised and worshiped Jesus as well. So what's the difference? Absolutely none. Absolutely none. There's no difference at all. We're supposed to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Okay? And we're to love by not words, but by our deeds. The things that we do is a demonstration to the world. That's the demonstration Christ gave us, right? John 3:16, everybody talks about it. Everybody knows that one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, but understand, it cost the Father, it cost the Son, the cross, to die as the propitiation of the sins of the world. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Yep, there it is, right there. There's the transition, right? And as Jesus opened up his hands after the resurrection, friends, and showed his apostles his feet and his hands, the wounds in his hands and his feet, he said to his apostles, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. That belongs to someone else. That's someone else's duty, isn't it? Yep, I know. It's the overseer's duty. Yep, I get it. And what's he after? You know, you look at guys like Charles Spurgeon, God bless him. He had 5,000 people in his church during that time. Different times, friends. There's any sort of propaganda or indoctrination going on in schools during that time, Charles Spurgeon would take him and his church and they'd go out and protest government to right the wrongs. Well, what about John Knox? Who was he confronting? He was confronting Mary, Queen of Scots. Who was she? She was the one that was trying to dominate through a man-made religion, making void the commandments of God. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Right? I mean, what's the history of the church? You look at Abraham, who was he fighting off? He was fighting off the corrupt kings. Who was Gideon fighting off? The corrupt kings. Who was Samson fighting off? The corrupt kings. I mean, folks, hello. What is it that we don't understand here? I'm not talking about a government overthrow. I'm talking about reformation. I'm talking about righting the wrongs. I'm trying to make you aware of the fact that everybody is subject to the law in this land. But Americans have taken on, for some reason or another, that those that serve we the people, they're demigods. They can do what they want. No, they can't. And Scripture does not reinforce the stance that they're attempting to take. In any sense of the word. None whatsoever. None. It's not there. Again, notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people. God never gave it that authority, and any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection whatsoever. Why? And you know what? This is the... By the way... This is applicable to so many different facets concerning what government has their tentacles in today. Where did you derive authority to do that? America, begin to ask them, where did you derive your authority to do that? America, begin to ask your representatives that you entrusted with delegated authority that you gave them from God, right? Where did you derive that authority from? Instead of them putting the question to you, begin to put the question to them. Because they've got you asking the wrong questions. And if they've got you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Period. And this is exactly what they've been trained to do. A bunch of radicals with haircuts and suits, said Saul Alinsky, and it's exactly what's happening in American government today. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. For good. It's not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Because they have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good. None. Zilch. Zero. Nada. And anyone who says that they do is lying. So even in the midst of telling Christians to submit to civil government or authority, Romans chapter 13 limits the power and the reach of civil authority. Now, this is what I love. I just got done sharing this with you a moment ago. Did Moses violate God's principles of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Absolutely not. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission when he was commanded by God to confront the Pharaoh and telling the Pharaoh to let his people go? Absolutely not. Did Elijah violate God's principles of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel in 1 Kings 18? Absolutely not. Well, where are these people contriving this from? I can tell you, the spirit of the world. It shows you what they themselves have submitted to. It shows you what they themselves have submitted themselves to, friends. The very thing God commands them to do, they do the opposite, and then they want you to disobey just like themselves. Read Deuteronomy 4:6, friends. In the keeping of God's commandments is our wisdom in the sight of the nations. And this is the very thing that we've left off. And it's not a thing of the past. It's in the New Testament too. Read John 15:10. Right? Read 1 John 2:4 and put that into parallel with 1 John 2:4 and 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. How did he walk? John 14:21. He that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Right? And take that and put that up to 1 John 2:4. It's just crazy. John 14:21, I'm sorry, says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. He didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets, the foundation of the church. He came to explain the law and the prophets. He came to magnify the law and the prophets, friends. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40:8, go to the New Testament, Hebrews 8:10, go to Matthew 5, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets, go to Romans 3:31, through faith we establish the law. Common sense comes into place. Isn't that how we operate in this country? And those that obey the law out of love, right? Matthew 22:37. It's the same thing, friends, in the natural here. I obey the laws of the land because I love my government. I love it so much when I see error and corruption, I take the time to correct it. Doing unto others as I'd have them do unto me. Period. We got hour two coming up, right after this quick break, and we're going to get to more of this. And I'm going to bring in the patriarchs of the faith, and I'm going to ask you, concerning Romans 13, how does it line up with what you're being told today, friends? Because I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, not all, but a good majority of the pulpits in America today are advocating submission to corruption when the Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.